This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Subhanallah, we've passed half of the month of Ramadan. We are in Ramadan therapy number 16. And this is one of the great du'a of the Prophet ﷺ, one of the great adhkar, remembrances of the Prophet ﷺ. The ulama, they call this al-hawqala, which is to say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now, one of the most famous hadith about al-hawlaqa is narrated in many of the books of Sunan and the books of hadith, which is a statement of the Prophet ﷺ to some of the Sahaba. The Prophet ﷺ was on a journey with them. And this hadith is narrated in the book of Tawheed of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, in the chapter of Tawheed, elevating Allah, magnifying Allah, and worshipping Allah, knowing the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ, this hadith is from Abi Sa'id, Abi Musa radiallahu anhu, arda, he says, كُنَّا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ نَبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي سَفَرٍ فَكَانَ إِذَا عَلَوْا. The Prophet ﷺ, we were traveling with him, and as we were in our journey, whenever we ascended, kabbarna, we would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, we're climbing up a hilltop or a mountaintop. فَقَالَ أَرْبِعُ عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, confine your voices. He said, don't trouble yourself too much. Don't raise your voices so loud. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَدْعُونَ أَصَمًا وَلَا غَائِبًا. Because the one you are invoking is not distant from you or unaware. He's not one who doesn't hear you or doesn't see you. He is very near to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَدْعُونَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا قَرِيبًا سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا قَرِيبًا. You are in fact invoking Allah who is all-hearing, all-seeing, and near to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see the Prophet ﷺ negates one fact. He orders us to admonishes us from elevating our voices excessively, unnecessarily for dhikr, and it's a form of i'tida, it's a form of rebellion against Allah, where someone goes to that extreme of yelling and raising their voice in their dhikr, and hopping around and all that kind of thing. And at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ says, your Lord is near you, he hears you, he sees you, he is close to you. ثُمَّ أَتَى عَلَيَّ وَأَنَا أَقُولُ فِي نَفْسِي لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he then comes to Abdullah ibn Qais, who is Abi Musa in this hadith, and he says, Abdullah ibn Qais, he says, in myself, within myself, near to myself, I was saying the dhikr, the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is neither no might or power except by the leave and the power given to us by Allah. There is no power, there's no ability, there's no way to turn or to move, no strength, no providence, except in that which Allah has provided. Whenever power I have is because of the power of Allah bestowed upon me. فَقَالَ لِي عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنِ قَيْسٍ قُلْ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Say, keep saying, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. فَإِنَّهَا كِنْزٌ مِنْ كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ. For verily that statement, this hawqala, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is a treasure from the treasures of paradise. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a statement, it's an expression, first, of astonishment and surprise at a misfortune or a greatness that occurs. And it shouldn't be used for one more than the other. It's not just in moments of depression, la hawla wa la quwwata, oh, this is so sad, there's no power or ability. In fact, it's a moment of rejoicing. And therefore, when the mu'adhin, you hear them say, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, come to attention and alive, come to life through this prayer. Hayya, come alive, fis salah, lis salah, to establish your prayer. Hayya ala al-falah, come alive through your pursuit of success. Your response isn't to repeat what he says. In all the other places in the adhan, he says Allahu Akbar, you say Allahu Akbar. But in this case, you say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I can only rise up, I can only move, I can only answer this call with the might and the power given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, it's a moment of rejoicing. It's a moment of you acknowledging Allah. It's a moment of you standing before your maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want you to keep that in mind, that every time you worship Allah azza wa jal, that your dua to Allah is something that brings you closer to Him. And it doesn't have to be something that expressed out loud. It's something that's within you, on your lips. فَلْيَكُنْ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبٌ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It shouldn't just be in your heart that nobody hears it, or you can't even hear yourself. It should be, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. the lips move and the tongue is wet with the dhikr. The Prophet ﷺ said, as one of the keys that opens the doors of Jannah, فَلْيَكُنْ لِسَانِكَ رَطْبٌ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Let your tongue be wet from the excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's another narration that builds on this, on this statement, which is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it has in its chain Makhul, who reports it from Abu Hurairah. Now Makhul never lived at the same time of Abu Hurairah, so the Sanad has a breaking in its chain, but the statement of it is worthy of mention. And it's something that the Tabi'een have mentioned, and you might hear it, but I want you to know that it's not a statement of the Prophet ﷺ, where other commentators have therefore then said that this statement of لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم, you can add to it العلي العظيم, or لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, that statement is a barrier to 70 doors of harm, the least of which is al-faqr, poverty. That this statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, it gives you strength, it gives you protection, it gives you health, it gives you rizq, and it's a barrier from 70 gates, in accordance to many of the opinions of the ulama, based on this غير متصل hadith that is not connected to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, although it's worthy of mention. So what are the specialities of this statement? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. In your mind, have this heart mindset that you're calling Allah to grant you strength, to grant you might, to grant you power. In your mind, it's to have in your intention that you know that at any time your might can be taken and deprived, and that Allah can make an alteration in your financial condition, your intellectual state, into your financial and resources. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to test us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, as is in Surah Al-Baqarah. So this is a dua that the Salihin have always made to prevent harm. And it should be part of your repertoire of daily dua to heal yourself and to prevent harm from befalling. It should be part of your Ramadan therapy. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. I have no mind. لا حول ولا قوة. No power. إلا بالله. Except that which is possessed and given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become to us the power and strength that we use in life. Connect this hadith, this dhikr, with the statement of Allah, which is in a hadith Qudsi that is authentically reported by Imam al-Nawawi, that the Prophet reports from Allah that Allah says that whenever a person draws close to me, whenever my servant comes close to me through the obligatory things that I've ordered, and then they begin to do the supurgatory extra acts of devotion, such as la hawla wa la quwwata illa and other dhikr, I become close to them. And I befriend them so that I become the sight they see with, and the hearing they hear with, and the strength they touch with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be the strength of our movements, the sight of our eyes, and the hearing of our ears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the month of Ramadan a month of healing and therapy and recognition and reconciliation with others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to each other. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. This was number 16. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.